Flooding in central Texas that's killed more than 80 people. Dozens are unaccounted for. Ilda Mendoza has joined the search.
People are missing. We don't even know. And all of a sudden they're found, and families and kids. And it's like never ending.
Many young people are among the victims. CBS's Jason Allen is in Kerrville.
Children's summer camps dot the shoreline of the Guadalupe. At Camp Mystic, an all-girls summer camp, the river started running through cabins where children were sleeping. Nearly a dozen third and fourth grade girls are still missing.
We're looking for places that they're going to potentially be alive.
The flooding ripped through homes and campgrounds where families were staying for the holiday weekend.
We're still hoping for the best. That's about all we can do in that, and pray.
President Trump has signed a major disaster declaration, but there are questions over cuts to federal agencies. CBS Evening News' Maurice Dubois from Kerrville.
Some blame the National Weather Service for underestimating the flood risk and for lack of urgent alerts. Others note that Kerr County does not have its own flood warning system.
The bodies of seven people have been found in the wreckage of a fireworks warehouse that exploded in northern Yolo County, California last week. This woman's loved one was among them.
It's too late. Everybody said the same thing, that they don't do anything good for us. No help.
The cause of the explosion still under investigation. This is a big week in President Trump's tariff war. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
The president saying about 12 to 15 letters are going to go out to countries beginning today, putting them on notice that if they don't start to finalize their deals with the United States, they are going to be hit with much higher tariffs.
President's warning rates could revert back to the ones he announced in April, as high as 50%. Mr. Trump hosts Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House today. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The two leaders are expected to talk about the recent conflict between Israel and Iran, as well as the ongoing ceasefire negotiations and efforts to free hostages being held by Hamas.
Amazon Prime Days get underway tomorrow. Adobe Analytics, Vivek Pandia.
We're expecting strong deals across categories like electronics, toys, even categories that we've seen elevated prices on, things like appliances, even grocery.
The group predicts Americans will spend almost $24 billion on online shopping this week, and not just on Amazon, but with other retailers competing for your dollars. Dow futures down 16, so are S&P futures. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha County investigation that began with a license plate led to 23 federal charges. Officials say it was all part of a luxury car theft ring that targeted over 175 vehicles and laundered money through fake companies. The operation also involved drugs and counterfeit documents. A Burlington man died and two others were seriously injured in a motorcycle SUV crash over the weekend. It happened in Walworth County on Highway 11. Neither of the people on the motorcycle were wearing a helmet. Swimming remains dangerous along Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties this morning. Conditions should improve later today after high waves and strong winds. Governor Tony Evers signed bills aiming to make Wisconsin a leader in nuclear fusion research. The money allocated includes funding for a summit in Madison to discuss things and a study for a new potential plant site. And the former Maple Crest Country Club in Summers will be redeveloped into the streets of Maple Crest. A developer recently purchased the property. They have plans for a new housing project with hundreds of homes planned in several phases. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just two hits, one run, striking out eight on 70 pitches in six innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field. That'll get a run in. Plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up.
up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a three-year deal worth $12 million. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I went to a wedding last week, and I hate weddings. That's why I like to mess with the married people, because I'm really bitter. Because I'm single still. Comedy keeps me busy. I travel all around, but I want to get married one day, but I just think marriage have changed over the years. Men and women look at marriage differently. When women talk about marriage, it's a happy occasion. I'm getting married. I got my ring. I got my colors picked out. I got four of my fat friends to stand next to me. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be wonderful. No, their dress is ugly. Mine is beautiful. It's not the same for men. When men talk about marriage with our friends, it sounds like something you get diagnosed with. Did you hear what happened to Charles? No, what? He's getting married. No! He was such a nice guy. When did he find out? She told him yesterday at dinner. Is there anything that we could do for him? No, the invitations already went out. There's nothing we can do. Charles is terminal.
Freddy, that was when everybody had to have a dance. They had do the Freddy, we had the twist, we had the swim, do the jerk, do the pony. Everybody, the Hugglebuck, everybody had a dance associated, and that was the Freddy. The song was it. I don't think the dance ever caught on. All right. Staying positive isn't easy, especially in tough times. But if you give it your best shot, your chances of living to see better days go up. A study found being optimistic can add years to your life. Yeah, right. I wish I was more optimistic in life. I always find some negative thing to bother me. But not today. Today I feel good. It's 8:10, local news, timeless hits. You got a friend. Here's Sweet Baby James.
When you're down and trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. Spring, summer, or fall, hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
I got the Stones. Get off my cloud. 817. Local news. Timeless hits. WRJN. Here's something I wish you could do this morning. About 5% of companies in the United States let employees buy extra vacation days. I bet you would have purchased one this morning. Eh? All those companies charge a different amount, but usually you give up a day's worth of salary for a day off. That's not bad. A survey also found 9% of companies let employees cash out their leftover vacation days at the end of the year for extra money. Yeah, I'll bet you wish you could do that this morning. Eh? 8:17 at WRJN, time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure that you're cool all season long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
WRJN. Another sad day. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night. Another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
Sam Cooke, another Saturday night. It's 8:24 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy now, but clearing today with a high near 76, 61 degrees and cloudy at Radio Park. When was the last time you used a payphone? It's been a long time, huh? For most Americans, it's more than 15 years or never. 12% have used one in the past 5 years, including 5% who said the past year. Oddly enough, people under 30 are the most likely to have used a payphone in the past year, maybe because it's a novelty thing. First of all, I can't remember ever seeing a payphone in the last 15 years. And second of all, I think it's been, gotta be more than 20, 25 years since I used a payphone. I've never seen one. Where are they hanging around? I mean, I used one when I was younger, but lately, no. I can't remember the last time I ever saw or used a payphone. Hermits, Hermits, listen, people. It's 8:25 right here at WRJN.
Listen, people, to what I say. I say everybody's got to have their day. And don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime. Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. Just like you. But then he came, he might come to you. And don't you know that everybody's got to lose somebody sometime. But everybody can part. Everybody's got to lose somebody sometime. So take care that you don't lose your heart. Take my advice and you'll always to have that day. And don't you know that everybody's got to love somebody sometime. Everybody's got to win a heart. Everybody's got to love somebody sometime. When you do, I hope you never part. You'll never part. Listen, people. Listen, people.
Hermits, listen, people. It's 8:27. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Radio DJ Richard Blade once received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Wait a second. You're telling me radio disc jockeys get stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, along with John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Henry Fonda, and all those big holiday stars? Really? I didn't know that.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's exactly 8:30. Let's check our morning news once again. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Police say neither of the people on a motorcycle were wearing a helmet when it collided with an SUV in Walworth County Saturday morning. The motorcycle driver, 73-year-old Mark Weiss of Burlington, was pronounced dead at the scene. His passenger was seriously injured, along with the driver of the SUV. An investigation continues into the cause. You may want to wait for a swim in the Great Lake. The National Weather Service says there are dangerous swimming conditions along the Lake Michigan shoreline in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It'll be like that through this morning. The warning includes wording about strong winds, high waves, and dangerous currents. For now, swimmers are urged to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. Waves could reach up to 6 feet. Conditions are expected to improve later in the day. Several ideas were put forward, but this one looks to have hit the 18th hole. A former golf course in Summers is set to become the Streets of Maplecrest, a new residential development featuring hundreds of housing units. A company called Home Path Financial recently purchased the 162-acre Maplecrest Country Club. They paid just over $3 million for the property. The plan is for a mix of single-family homes, duplexes, and quadplexes in multiple phases. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I like to wait till it's quiet, and then I say something awkward a lot of times. You know, like, I was at the gym a couple weeks ago, and I was on the exercise bike, and it was close to closing time. And this heavyset lady came and sat on the bike right next to me, and she goes, "I'm here to lose weight." And I was like, "Well, you waited till the last minute, didn't you?" You know what? I still laugh at things I know I shouldn't, man. But some things are just too funny, you know? Like when people fall down. That's funny. Right? You know what's funny about that is? You don't even know if they're all right yet. Right? And for like a split second, you just don't care. Because they could be bleeding right in front of you. Ooh, dang, buddy, all right, holy cow.
Don Rosen in the morning. last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Dead Man's Curve. I think that was the name of their movie, too. I think I don't know if it was Jan or Dean got into a serious car accident and was paralyzed. So they made a movie about it. I think it was one of those ABC movies of the week, and it was called Dead Man's Curve. It's 8:35, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. A woman who thought her dog was euthanized due to serious medical complications was stunned to see the same dog up for adoption a year later. Says she wants her dog back. How does that happen? You bring your dog to the vet to be euthanized, and a year later, it's up for adoption. I don't know how something like that can possibly happen. Day 35, long-haired freaky people. Listen up.
And the sign said long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Passed around the plate at the end of it all. I didn't have a penny to
good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Jackie DeShannon, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. One of the first radio stations, the first radio station I ever worked at, all the DJs had to have a pick to click that we chose that we thought would be a future hit. Actually, we didn't get to pick it. Our music director picked it for us. And I got Jackie DeShannon, Vanilla Ole. I really liked the song, but I don't think it ever even hit the Billboard Hot 100 charts. But it was a good song. Vanilla Ole, Jackie DeShannon. Never heard from it again. All right, Toronto, the city of Toronto in Canada, is asking people to ride public rideshare bicycles naked to please wipe down the seats and handlebars afterwards so they're sanitized for the next rider. What? Really? Is that true? All right, Jerry and the Pacemakers, I like it.
I like it, I like it. The way you tickle my chin, and I like the way you let me come in when your mama ain't there. I like it, I like it. I like the words you say and all the things you do. And I like the way you straighten my tie, and I like the way you're winking your eye, and I know I like you. You know I like you.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a cloudy morning, but clearing later today with a high near 76 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65. Some sunshine tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms at a high near 81. Right now, 61 and cloudy right here at Radio Park. I don't know if you heard about this. On Friday, they had the hot dog eating contest at Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York. And once again, Joey Chestnut wins by eating 70 and a half hot dogs and buns in just 10 minutes. You ever see them do it? They eat the hot dog separately, and they put the bun in water and make paste out of it. So they just eat the paste. Still, 70 and a half hot dogs and buns. And that's not even the most he's ever done. He holds an unofficial record of 83 hot dogs eaten in 10 minutes at a separate event. But at the hot dog eating contest, his record is actually, what'd they say it was, 76? Yeah, that's the 17th time. Yeah, 76 hot dogs and buns he ate once at Coney Island. 70 and a half. Now, be honest. You eat two hot dogs and you're kind of ready for a couple of Tums, right?
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Someone beside me in everything now.
Lovers All Around. Same group that gave you Wild Thing. Almost hard to believe, huh? It's 8:50 at WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere AM 1400. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. All right, something seems wrong here. The San Diego County Zoo once had fried food for sale, including a deep-fried Slim Fast bar. Guy who created it says he loved the idea because it was so oxymoronic. Dude deep fries a Slim Fast bar, huh? Dusty Springfield, you don't have to say you love me. It's 8:51 at WRJN, clearing today with a high near 76 degrees. Right now it's 62. It's cloudy at Radio Park.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed but you, and now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you and beg you
I've told every little star, Linda Scott. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you again tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. We have a special guest tomorrow, Amy Hernandez-Mack. She's performing at the First Presbyterian Church in Racine on Thursday. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And see what else we got for you tomorrow. Oh, lots of local news and timeless hits tomorrow as well. Hey, coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus with his Wax Museum. Then comes Kurt Bowman. Brewers baseball, 6:05. That's coming up tonight. But right now, got the Hollies back from 1965. Here's Bus Stop on WRJN.
Bus Stop, wet day, she's there, I say, reshell my umbrella. Bus Stop, bus go, she stays, love grows.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The search for victims and possible survivors has entered a fourth day in Central Texas, where a deluge has killed more than 80 people. Dozens are still missing. Volunteer Ilda Mendoza.
We're just hoping people can find their loved ones so they can, you know, have some rest and relief, because it's the unknown is what's killing people.
Correspondent Janet Shamlian is in Kerrville.
More than a dozen children are still considered missing. No one is calling this a recovery mission at this time. They're still calling it a rescue mission, but after 3 days, despite people hoping for a miracle, of course, the odds are that there will be none.
Camp Mystic, the all-girls Christian summer camp, confirms at least 27 of its campers and counselors died. There are questions about preparedness and cuts to federal government agencies. President Trump was asked,
in light of the